Shit. Me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest shit. Get that type of media coverage Obama get. Spit that Kurt Vonnegut, that blow your brain Kurt Cobain, that Nirvana shit. Who gon' bring the game back? Who gon' spit that rainbow on the train tracks? That gold rope, that five finger ring rap, running with my same pack. You can find the Christ where the lepers and the lames at. Life is like a dice game, one roll can land you in jail, a cutting kick, blowing kisses in the rice rain. Nice whip, nice chain, the closet of skulls, the stench is like slave blood and private and tall. Yeah, they built my city on top of a grave. Nigga die, nigga get high and watch the parade. Back in the early 90s, where they at, get the gat was a popular phrase. Bally animals and rugbies was a popular craze. This the vivid memoirs of an obnoxious slave. I paved ways like Nat and Harriet. I blast on Judas Iscariot and peel off in the chariot. I'm sitting pretty, spitting flames, gripping grains. Ain't a damn thing changed.
How does he do it?
My dear boy, do you ask a fish how it swims? Or a bird how it flies? No, sirree, you don't. They do it because they were born to do it. Born to do it.
What you are witnessing, dear friends, is the most enormous miracle of the machine age. Creation of a confectionery giant.
They say Candyman, spit me a dream. Blow a chunk of the levee out and spit me a stream. Knock a man house down and build a casino. A $2,000 government check from Fiend. I swam down Schitt's Creek and came up clean. With a new lease on life like Andy Dufresne. It's the most poetical, Nat King Unforgettable. Clarence 13 XLR's Rhapsody from Bellevue. I'm splitting atoms, spitting flames, bringing change. Things will never be the same. I got the rap game singing that last like Etta James. Lames get they plane shot down like John McCain. It's a dream, it's a dream. The flow's elegant like Miss Coretta Scott King. A lot of kings sing deaf and turn queen. Crack they 24-inch rims in the ravine. Respect the architect, never test the Elohim. Good night, this is J-Elect live from New Orleans.
Check 1, 2, goddamn, here we go once again, the Fat Mac, motherfucker. The almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. The Mac City Limits, or whatever the fuck, man. Yeah, that's right, man. We back, man. My last couple shows, you know, I gotta force myself to do these shows, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, a lot of times I don't want to do them, but I sit around and I kind of wait to see if I can get into the mood and shit, and sometimes that just never happens, so I gotta kind of force myself to do this shit, man. And a lot of times when you force yourself to do a show, you don't flow, man. You don't flow. And last couple shows, a nigga wasn't flowing, man. I was struggling to get out the goddamn verbiage, nigga, you know. So once again, I think I'm a little better today. I feel like, you know, I can flow a little bit today. I don't really feel stymied or hindered in any way, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and do a show today. It's kind of like a little Q&A. It's a little conglomeration. Is that a fucking word? You know, or a hodgepodge or a mishmash of a whole lot of questions that I've heard from folks for the past 3-4 months and shit. And I just threw them all together in this show. And yeah, once again, it's another Mac City Q&A session with the almighty Triple XL, nigga. All right, okay, so let me see here. Yeah, this question right here is basically stemming from when I did the what was that show? Treat Your Trick Right, and then I had some female write in. Shit, man, I don't even remember the broad's name. I think it was Lorraine or some shit. But basically, she wants to know, well, yeah, she has a trick or she thinks she has a real good trick, but she's not necessarily sure yet. But she wants to know what's the best way to go about getting the money or the material possessions out of a nigga. You know what I mean? I guess she really doesn't want to just come out and say, hey, I need this, or hey, I need that, and all that kind of shit. And hey, baby, if you're gonna be a gold digger, shit, I mean, you gotta get over that shyness about being shy about asking for shit. But if you don't want to just come out and directly just have your hand out and tell a motherfucker to give it to you, there's a technique that is used by yours truly, the boss bitch, LD, LaDonna. She's good at this goddamn this, I don't even want to call it gold digging, man, you know what I mean? But yeah, she gold digs to a degree. But anybody that's been to the Max City Limits or MaxCity.com knows about LaDonna, my ex-girlfriend, content chick, whatever you want to call her and shit. But she's got a technique that's tried and true, and she always used to use it on me. And I always knew the game. I never fell for the motherfucking shit, man. But I would just humor her, and I would just play the goddamn fool, just because, you know, it was just amusing just to watch her run or try and run game and shit. But basically what she would do is we'd be sitting around having a conversation, and due to the fact that we weren't really in a truly committed bona fide relationship, she would always throw other niggas in my face, other niggas' names and shit. You know, we'd be driving somewhere, she'd be like, oh yeah, well, I was talking to such and such on the phone the other day, and he said that he was gonna go ahead and get my nails done. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm pretty sure you understand what's going on here. She's basically setting up, you know, a competitive mode, setting up some competition ass type shit, man. So now, the appropriate response from a trick-minded nigga would be, oh shit, some other nigga is taking care of my bitch, or trying to, you know, muscle in on my action, so I gotta up the ante. So she's getting her nails done, you know, with this nigga, so I gotta go ahead and get her her feet done and buy her some pumps and take her out to eat. You know, I gotta top this nigga somehow. So that's basically how you know, that's a good way of doing it right there. Set up, you know, a little competitive ass situation with another nigga and shit. So whenever you out with your boy, or out with your trick, or out with whoever the mark is, always throw some other nigga's name in his face. Be like, yeah, I'm about to get picked up by such and such, and he about to take me to Payless Shoes. And that nigga, he gonna be like, oh shit, bitch about to go to Payless Shoes, I gotta take the bitch to Walmart. Shit, you know, yeah, or something. And so that kind of, I mean, that usually works. And that usually works with a trick whore relationship. But, you know, if it's like a, you know, a boyfriend-girlfriend type relationship, and that's kind of dangerous. You know, you might get smacked in the mouth and shit, you know, if you bring that up to your boo or your nigga or whatever. You know, he may not be playing that shit. So keep in mind that this is really only supposed to be used, you know, with a trick whore, trick slut gold digger relationship. You understand that? Please, ladies, try not to use this technique with your nigga, your real dude. You know what I mean? You might catch a beat down. You might get Chris Brown. You feel me? So once again, like I said, if you're too scared or you're too shy to just come out and outright ask for something, it's a real good trick, a real good ploy to, you know, mention some other nigga's name in the face of your trick to motivate him, to try and, you know, put a fire under his ass to basically give you what the fuck you want. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, well, I hope that answered your question. Yeah, set up some competition. Fuck. So, let me see. Let's move along. Got another question. Someone's asking me, am I over my hate for lesbians? Because in the Max City Journal, I've got like a lot of lesbian girl-on-girl shit going on. And I'm going to give y'all a little bit of a brief synopsis, a brief history about what's going on here. The person is asking me this shit because, once again, we're going through the LaDonna files, and LaDonna basically left me for a stud dyke back in 07. And so ever since then, you know, I kind of, my stomach kind of, you know, got turned whenever I seen two women with each other. It was just, you know, it was a really bad time in my life, man. I had like post-traumatic stress disorder from the shit. And I told motherfuckers, I'm like, I don't want to see two bitches doing nothing no more. You know what I mean? But right about now, when someone goes to my site, they see that there's a lot of, you know, carpet munching. There's a lot of dildo play, strap-on dildos with females and all this kind of shit. So yeah, the answer is basically, yeah, I'm over it now. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was a phase. I'm cool. I'm over this shit. And, you know, motherfuckers want to know, you know, why do I hate lesbians and all this kind of shit? And I just explained that to you, but, you know, I mean, the whole gay, lesbian, whatever, is still, you know, bizarre as fuck to me on the real. I'll tell you what, I have to be totally honest. If I see two females together, I'm cool with that. I can understand that. I can see why two feminine women would look at each other and be attracted, because I'm attracted to feminine women. So it makes sense to me, okay? But what fucks me up and what I don't understand is, and I think I covered this on a show a long time ago, but I'm gonna have to regurgitate it. When I see a woman, a femme, okay, a femme lesbian with a butch dyke, that confuses me. I don't understand that, because I'm thinking to myself, why fuck around with the fake when you can get the real? If you're attracted to a stud or a masculine woman, then bitch, why not just get you a fucking man? I don't understand that shit. I don't understand it. Don't understand it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And of course, it's not for me to understand. But still, you know, I can't understand it. I can understand why two femmes, female lesbians, you know, I'm talking about, you know, real feminine energy, women that's actually looking and acting like women. I can understand why they're together, why they're chewing on each other, you know, because I'm attracted to women. Women are beautiful. But when I see a woman that's running after a woman that acts like a man, but this same woman that's chasing the woman that acts like a man won't fuck with a real man, I don't understand it. Why won't you fuck with a real man if you want to goddamn run around chasing a female that acts like a man? You know, the same way with, you know, gay dudes and shit. You know, the gay dudes is running around flaming and acting all, you know, sissified and shit. And, you know, you got two sissified homosexuals fucking with each other, two men acting like females. And I don't understand that. I mean, why not just, you know, fuck with a bitch? I understand it. Now, as disgusting as this might sound, I mean, if you had two dudes, like some football player looking motherfuckers, you know, looking at each other, you know, licking their lips and shit, I could kind of understand that, because you're supposed to be gay. You're supposed to be looking at a man and being turned on by a man. I mean, with like a real masculine dude and shit, but that's not really the case in most instances. It's like these so-called men are chasing after men that act like women. So why don't you just get a fucking woman? I don't understand it, nigga. I don't understand that shit. I don't understand it. But besides the fact of me not really understanding why all the goddamn wires are all crossed up and shit. And I got a theory on that too, man. I'm gonna share that with y'all in a minute about why everybody's wires is all crossed up and shit. But another thing that I think that really kind of irritates me about the whole stud dyke thing, man, is, and this goes for both sides of the fence, you know, for the male gays and the female gays. Oh my god, just like with LaDonna with her stud dyke, the stud dyke was so preoccupied with trying to prove how much of a man she was just getting on my last fucking nerve. She was just overdoing the shit, man. Just overdoing it. It's kind of like, okay, I get it. You know, you want to be a man. You're wearing boxer shorts. You got a short haircut. You know, you're wearing a baseball cap to the back and all this kind of shit. But it was just too much, man. It was like overkill. And, you know, she was always posted up and trying to flex. And it was just, this got on my last motherfucking nerve, man. I'm like, God damn. Okay. You know, and just, and I know y'all see that shit in the male gay community. That's why, you know, the flamers, the really gay dudes, I mean, they're more feminine than women themselves. You know, I mean, y'all see that shit, man. I mean, they are just ultra feminine, ultra gay, you know what I mean? And they just tend to overdo the shit. All the gays tend to overdo the shit, man. It's like, you know, if you was a gay nigga, I mean, you gotta take the so-called female energy to the 10th power and just be super, super gay. Super female, you know what I mean? The same way with the bras, man. You know, you're walking around and you're sagging, got your hair cut, and you're wearing boxers, and you're trying to flex on everybody to look at you wrong and shit, and you're trying to show and prove that you's a real man. And I'm like, y'all getting on my last nerve with that shit. I'm trying, man, that was really the main thing that was irritating me with the stud dyke bras, man. It was just like, Jesus. Don't you know, girl, you are not a man, and I will fucking backhand the shit out of you, and you'll be unconscious. You know what I mean? Stop trying to flex so goddamn hard, okay? Fuck. Man, so, yeah, that's my kind of, like, I'm trying to, you know, piece all that shit together, but I got a theory on that shit, man. And before I share that theory about why motherfuckers' wires is crossed, you know, with this homosexual thing, why we got niggas acting like bitches and bitches acting like niggas and all this kind of shit, I'm gonna share that with y'all in a minute, man. But before we do that, we gonna take a break. The Triple XL motherfucker gonna take a break, man. I'll be back.
Watch out, watch out. It's the end time boss, come on. She just come down. Dang, dang.
Yo, what the fuck is wrong
deep?
With you?
I'm going deep.
I don't really wanna feel like I'm in a daze, so I smoke big kill just to deal with the ills. Life is fucked up. My skills ain't paying bills and it's fucking with me in my grip. I drink that same eye shit and smoke a ticket at the same time. Drop a wicked bomb on my naughty nature. I'm living foul, you like living a knickerbocker, bitch. I'm not the woman asleep, but I'm lost.
That's deep.
Cause I be on some old, I'm tired of niggas trying to come up off bitches type thing. And if I don't react the way he won't, he might swing his little trick bitch ass in another direction. Then don't even use protection. I hate stupid shit ass.
Trying to find myself for real though. Check it if I just rewind myself. I'm seeing that hit together.
own shit. So I'll be taking another sip to relax me and get the problems out my mind that distract me. Life is working on my last nerve.
Yeah, hey, I hear you, G.
I'll see your ass next week. Peace.
Yo, that shit is me.
All right, yeah, baby. Triple X, nigga. Triple motherfucking X. I'm back, man. And I want y'all to put y'all thinking caps on, man. Because we gonna go back, man. We gonna see if y'all can follow this line of reasoning. See if you can follow this this little ditty I'm about to put together about, you know, the homosexual lifestyle and why everybody's wires is crossed and shit. You know, there's a big debate. Motherfuckers always saying, you know, it's genetic or you're born with it, or, you know, is it nature, is it nurture, you know, all this kind of shit. Well, I want to go back to the Bible. Let's go back to the Bible. We're going to get religious. We're going to get religious today, right? And, you know, everything to me can be explained scientifically, right? And as far as the Bible is concerned, there's a lot of things in it that's actually science. But like I said, people, the majority of people on the planet are inherently fucking retarded. So everything that they would read in a Bible is like hocus pocus ass bullshit. But if you know your history and if you know science, you can decipher the shit. You feel me? So I'm looking at the Bible, right? I'm looking at the Old Testament. I'm looking at shit like Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'm looking at, you know, the biblical flood and all this kind of shit. And when I compare that with other religions and their stories of, you know, apocalyptic endings and ages that come and go and cycles on the planet and all that kind of shit, all of it seems to coincide. And I'll bear with me, okay? Like I said, put your thinking caps on, nigga. This is the Fat Mac, nigga. This is MacCity.com. This is not, nigga, this is the real shit, man, okay? This is the real, you get your motherfucking funky off, you get your porn, but you also get your goddamn mental food here too, nigga, okay? So, like I said, follow me if you will. Follow me. You ready? Okay, like I said, niggas is walking around this bitch with their wires crossed, all right? Now, when you look at the biblical studies, right, the biblical studies, when you look at the biblical stories, excuse me, right, you're always, you're faced with the end of the age or the end of the world. And when God sees that everything is turned wicked, he's going to destroy the planet, destroy the world and all this kind of shit. Well, there's a lot of shit that's going on now. You know, we're talking about 2012. And right now we are in the Aquarian age. We've just left the Piscean age. And when that happens, basically, when you have, I'm trying to put this in layman's terms and shit, man, okay? You know, because we have ice ages and we have pole shifts and we have eras on the planet where the planet basically cleanses itself. You have universal floods. You have all kinds of things that go on where the planet basically shakes off the life that's on it, being man, shakes it off like fleas so it can start anew. So if you're looking at a story like Sodom and Gomorrah, right, and where the fire and brimstone came down and it killed all the wicked men, or if you're looking at the biblical flood, God seeing that man was exceedingly wicked and he just decided to destroy the planet with a flood. You feel me? All right, now, let's try and do this scientifically. Right about now, we have a lot of scientists aren't really telling y'all this shit, man, but we got a lot of funky shit going on with the electromagnetic spectrum of the planet. Something weird's going on with electromagnetism, you know, on the planet, man. And, you know, we got bees disappearing, you know, the honeybees are disappearing and they're not pollinating the flowers like they're supposed to. You got whales beaching themselves on the beach, you know, because, you know, whales use sonar and they use the electromagnetic fields on the planet to basically navigate and shit. But the whales are getting confused because the electromagnetic spectrum of the planet is gone haywire, so they're beaching themselves. You got birds, they usually migrate at specific points of time through the seasons and whatnot. They're not migrating the way they're supposed to. They're not ending up where they're supposed to. They're not leaving when they're supposed to. There's a lot of fruity ass shit going on with the electromagnetic spectrum of the planet. Now, if we're dealing with electromagnetism, we're dealing with positives and negatives. Positive and negative charges. So, when we look at man himself, we look at man and woman. Man is supposed to be the embodiment of a positive charge. The woman is supposed to be the embodiment of a negative charge. So, if we're living on a planet that basically has a positive and negative current running through it, the electromagnetic spectrum, which basically shields the planet from solar radiation and all this kind of shit. If we got shit that's going on that's fucking up the electromagnetic grid, that would seem to explain why people's heads are fucked up and they don't know if they're positive or negative. Damn, nigga, you deep. Ooh. You see what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's right. The man, he's supposed to be the embodiment of the positive force. The woman is supposed to be the embodiment of the negative force. Okay? Just like the plug in the socket. You put the plug, which is the positive, into the socket, which is the negative, and then you have creation. But right about now, the electromagnetic spectrum of the planet is going ape shit for some reason, because we're going into another age. And typically when you go into another age, you know, things like that go haywire. So right about now, we have people running around the planet who aren't sure what the fuck they are. Am I positive? Am I negative? Which polarity am I? I don't understand it. And so basically, biblically, that's when the Lord comes down and he destroys the planet. He gets rid of all the confused people so we can start anew. Because, I mean, that's what the biblical stories say. Whenever the end comes, man will be exceedingly wicked. Meaning, there's going to be a lot of homosexuality going on. Man's going to want to sleep with man. Woman's going to want to sleep with women. And whatnot and so forth. Damn. You deep. Ooh, nigga, you deep. Oh, shit. Only at MacCity.com. Can you get your porn and get your metaphysics at the same goddamn time? Oh, that's right. So that's just my theory on it, man. You know, we are at the end of an age, leaving out of the Piscean age, going into the Aquarian age. Ain't no telling. We might be going into a pole shift. You know, there may be massive loss of life going into 2012. I personally don't think shit's going to happen. You know what I mean? I think it's just another scare tactic, you know, just to, you know, fuck with the heads of the people, man, the masses. But, you know, hey, we'll see. We shall see. Well, anyway, let me get on off that. And I just want to recap that, man. You know, for all the studs out there, you know, just simmer the fuck down. Calm the fuck down. I know, you know, you're a man. You know, you don't have to, like, knuckle up and prove it to me, bitch, okay? You know, y'all just take the shit too goddamn far. Yeah, and you flaming ass niggas too, you know. No need to flame so hard. I understand that you are gay. Alright? Do your thing, man. But just simmer the fuck down, man. Y'all trying too hard. That's my main problem with the whole gay lifestyle. All y'all just trying, y'all overdoing shit, man. You're overdoing it. Okay, Fat Mac, the almighty triple motherfucking XL, gonna take a break, nigga. I'll be back.
The speaker, and I gave that ass a nap the way I got it in the sleeper. For real.
Girl, you ever made love in the booth at the studio? Tell me everything that you've done.
I tell you what, man, that's it, man. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do a short show today. I got a whole bunch more shit to spit, some more Q&A shit, man. But I'm trying to keep these shows real short, man. You know what I mean? Keep them 30, 35 minutes or whatnot. So once again, y'all stay locked, y'all stay tuned to MacCity.com, the Mac City Limits, ChronicCastBlogspot.com. Make sure you check out my homeboy Trashman at TrashmanGirls.net, and also his wifey. Y'all motherfuckers is nuts, man. Yeah, FamesWorld.com. Yeah, check out Fame and Trash Man, man. So once again, oh yeah, my fault, man. Yeah, check out Mr. Wrigley too at MrWrigleyShow.com. Shit, it's all good, man. We out. So